morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are going to help you to have the best-looking garden, fall garden, in the entire town. Now's the time to get it ready for the winter. That's, as my wife says, winter is a four-letter word. But we want to get it ready so that it can really be prepared for what's going to be happening with the changes. So that when spring arrives, they're looking really, really good. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231, and we will help you to prepare. It's also time to plant bulbs so that you have color in the spring. Mums, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, Montauk daisy. Montauk daisy is the last perennial to bloom in a garden. It is absolutely wonderful. It is a large white daisy that will have a flower between 3 and 4 inches in diameter. It looks like a Shasta daisy that we get in the spring, but this one blooms in the fall. And it starts to bloom in late September and will normally go till about Thanksgiving. It's also a plant that you can take cuttings during June and July, you know, 4, 5, 6 inch cuttings, and just push them into a ground that you keep moist, and they will make their roots all by themselves. You don't even need any rooting powder. But when your entire perennial garden is done blooming, the Montauk daisy is the one that will give you flowers. So if you have questions on that, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll work together so that you have a great gardening season. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Melva from Canada with a question about mold.
Hey, Melva, good morning. How can we help you today on the Paul Parent Garden Club? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you with your garden this morning?
I've got two questions. One on how, when, and where to transplant a Japanese Andromeda, and the second, how to get rid of a woodpecker that's made a hole in a column on the house.
Okay. The Andromeda. Now, where do you live?
Southeastern Mass.
Southeastern Mass. Okay. What I would say is you can move them anytime now. If, as long as they haven't been in the ground too long, if they're over 3 feet tall and have been in the ground 10 years or in that time span, wait until the spring. If they've been in the ground just a year or two, then you could move it now. Broadleaf evergreens like rhododendrons, azalea, mountain laurel, and Andromeda. If they are in a sheltered area, you can move them at this time of the year. If they're going to be put in the front of your house and there's a lot of wind, a lot of sun, I would prefer that you wait until springtime arrives. Okay? Now, for your woodpecker, The woodpecker is there because he thinks there is a food source in that. My dad built a brand new garage many years ago, all new cedar shingles, and he had a woodpecker that kept making holes in the shingle. Drove him absolutely crazy. And what he ended up doing was using a clear wood preservative on it, and the woodpecker stopped. So if your column is painted, I'm not quite sure exactly what to do, but I'll tell you what. If you send me an email, my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. So pparent at roadrunner.com. I'll try and get some information for you. Next Sunday at 8:30, we are going to have Sheehan. She is from Wild Delight, and her specialty is birds. So I will talk with her during the week. If you send me the email, I'll get back to you, and then we'll try and make a point to talk about that next Sunday also. Okay? But I'm not quite sure what to do if it's painted. As I said, my dad had not painted his shingles, and he used a clear wood preservative where the woodpecker was active, and it stopped. So there must have been something in that wood preservative. But I don't know if you can put that over white without it staining it. But let me see what I can find out for you, okay? Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jack from Rhode Island with a question about waste.
Hey, Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I understand that here in the Northeast, our soil is depleted in selenium. And I was wondering if there's any natural waste material that could be used, such as manure, grass cuttings, leaves, or whatever else that could enhance this particular mineral.
Well, I'm not sure exactly which product would do the best job, but I'll tell you, compost is very good. Seaweed kelp. Now, we just had a woman on from Vitamin C Seaweed. If you can go to her website, there will be a phone number, and you can talk with her, and I'm not sure. Her seaweed has 60 trace elements in it, and it may contain what you are looking for. The website is Vitamin C, and that's S-E-A, all one word, VitaminCSeaweed.com. Go to her website. I don't think it lists all of the trace elements, but you will have her phone number, and you can call her, and she can tell you. But I know compost is better than putting down animal manure. And seaweed is better than putting down compost. So you give her a call, and she can tell you what 60 elements are found in her seaweed. Thank you. Great question, but I just don't know the answer, and I'm sure that Kelly can help you with that. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up is Gene from Cape Cod with a question about daisies.
Hey, Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Jean. I have a question regarding Montauk daisies. I have two Montauk daisies on the side of my house. They get afternoon sun. And I've cut them back, as you've suggested, every year by the end of June, a third. But I have two questions about them. One is there's a bug that's eating off all the petals, and there's bees and flies that are eating the yellow center. And my second question is one bush has nice amount of flowers. The other one has right now only about three flowers on them.
Okay. What have you used for a fertilizer on them?
I've watered them with that Miracle-Gro Bloom Booster. That's
okay.
About it.
And how old are the plants, the Mon Dog Daisy?
I would say 5 years, and there's something that's been eating it. It's not just this year. Every year they eat the petals.
Okay. What's eating the petal is a caterpillar-type insect. And the most effective and the safest of all the products on the market today is called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And it also comes under the name Captain Jack. But Spinosad, okay.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone. From Espoma.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's time to get out in that yard and do some work. Remember, the hours change November 6th, and by 5 o'clock, it's dark. So get out in the yard while you have the daylight in your favor. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jan from Cape Cod with a question about lilacs.
Hey, Jan from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on the line?
You sure are.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I really need your help. A miserable barberry has deformed a 20-year-old ilex. My husband dug up the barberry. Now the ilex branches are very long with growth at the end. Can I prune those back and restore them?
You can, but don't do that pruning until, let's say, late March, early April. The reason is, ilex is a broadleaf evergreen, and if you make a cut now, there won't be enough time to make a scab where you make the cut. And during the winter, with a lot of wind, you could dehydrate part of that branch, shrinking the plant even more. So wait until late March, early April. Get your hand pruners out. Prune it back to give you some nice shape to the plant. Fertilize it with some Holly Tone fertilizer, because that's for acid-loving plants. And that plant will send out side shoots from the branches that you've pruned, and also new shoots from the base of the plant to fill it back in again. Okay? But not now. You never, ever prune an evergreen plant at this time of the year, because during the day, the sun hits the foliage and will wake it up. And because it's October, there's not going to be enough time to create a scab where you prune back that plant, and you could have some dieback. So do it in March, prune it back, feed it, and that plant will fill itself right back in again. Great question. Okay, Tom, I think we get one more in before the bottom of the hour.
All right. We've got Jim next from Rhode Island with a question about seaweed.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. Enjoy your program. I just have, I thought of one other short, quick question. Is it vitamin C, the lady from Maine, on the website for the seaweed? VitaminC.com?
Yes. Vitamin C, seaweed.
Oh, seaweed, okay.
Yeah, so you have to do vitamin C, and it's S-E-A,
right.
And then seaweed.
.com?
Yes.
Okay, and the other question you talk about is a mycorrhizae or something to that effect to help boost the roots of your plants, your perennials. Could you just tell me what that is again?
Okay, mycorrhiza is a form of bacteria that is found in the soil. And they are now making it available. Hollytone, Plantone have now added it to their mix. But if you want just mycorrhiza, you can buy it two ways. You can buy it in a liquid form, or you can buy it in a granular.
So I put that on now, in the fall?
Yes, you put it down in the fall and again in the spring. The granular product is called Biotone, B-I-O-T-O-N-E. And most of the garden centers will carry it. And what it does is you sprinkle this product around the plant, work it into the soil, the rain will wash it in, and this bacteria will attach itself to the root system of your plant. And it will grow in the shape of spaghetti, cell after cell after cell. And what this particular mycorrhiza can do, it is able to break down fertilizer in the soil that is not normally available to your plant and make it available. It will double the size of your root system, and the growth response is incredible. I use it at my house, and I have a red maple. Normally makes a foot. I get 3 feet every year.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been talking this morning about bulbs and various things, and one of the problems that we have with planting bulbs is animals that will burrow into the ground and eat them. They won't bother daffodils, they won't bother hyacinths, but they will bother tulips, and they will bother crocus. So I asked a friend to join us this morning to give you a little bit of information about a product that you can put down at the time of planting that will prevent the animals from eating the bulbs during the winter. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than spending a lot of money. You buy a whole bunch of crocus, you get them all planted, and you wait, and you get to March, and nothing happens. Or you plant tulips, and you wait till April, and nothing happens, and you dig in the ground, and there's nothing there, because a mouse, a mold, not a mole, a vole, or a squirrel or a chipmunk went in the ground and ate that bulb. So joining us is Ron Bryce from Shakeaway that's going to tell you about some products that they have developed that will keep those bulbs safe for you. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm out in Denver this morning at the Ace Hardware Show getting ready for another day of talking to Ace dealers.
That's wonderful. I appreciate you getting up early. I know there was a time difference, and I know you're busy with the trade show. But tell us about some of the new technology that ShakeAway has developed to protect our bulbs when we plant them at this time of the year?
What we've done is we've took our predator urine granules and we optimized the diets of our foxes in order to produce a urine that has a fantastic repellency toward rodents.
And how do you apply it? Do you work it into the soil at the time of planting, or does it go on top of the soil?
I would recommend both, actually. I recommend using ShakeAway when you plant the bulbs to add some ShakeAway to that hole with the bulb, and then do some topical applications after that, up until snowfall. Like I say, you do your in-the-hole application on the surface, and then every couple of weeks up until the time you have snow cover would be the best strategy.
So basically, once the ground freezes or it's covered by snow, we don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's correct, because the snow really prevents the evaporation of the urines from the granules, so it really seals the top, so to speak. So, and then in the wintertime, for the best results, if you get a thaw and you're able to get at that surface again, maybe another light application of the ShakeAway on that surface would be good, but it's really not necessary. But, you know, whether you're looking at subterranean pests like moles, voles, or the ones that dig down from the surface like the squirrels and chipmunks, you really want to address both those pests.
Okay. Now, when spring arrives, Ron, and the tulips come up and the rabbits come into the yard looking for food, is there something that you can put around the tulips and the crocuses so the rabbits don't eat it from above ground?
Yes, I would. At that point, I would recommend our fox urine granules because we're looking at deer and rabbits then as you have foliage on the bulbs. You're really looking to protect from the deer and from the rabbits, and doing weekly applications of the ShakeAway fox urine granules would be a great strategy and a very successful strategy.
And how early should that be applied when the foliage is
the moment,
just...
The moment you have eruption of the foliage from that point on through the end of bloom, I would recommend a weekly application.
A weekly application.
Yep.
Okay. Now, with the weather changing and some of our native plants beginning to lose their foliage, the deer will be coming into the yards looking for dinner. What do you have that will protect the shrubs from being destroyed during the winter months?
Well, we've had a product out for some time now. It's a deer repellent pack, and we've offered those in bulk quantities for a few years, and many people have had success from the residential level all the way to the commercial level in vineyards and orchards to protect young plants. What we've done, though, is we've introduced that pack as a single-serve offering to the community to give them an economical way to protect a single shrub or a tree. These packs are really tremendous in the sense that they're economical, but they're also incredibly easy to apply. They attach to the plant with a wire tie, like a bread wrapper, and they're attached at the head height of a deer, and they allow the customer up to 90 days of protection without reapplication as they do it. There's a time-release plastic that allows those granules to give off their odor slowly. And like I said, they're incredibly simple to apply. Keeps the repellent above the snow once snow hits. Keeps the repellent above the snow up to the 2 to 3 foot level. So only if we had an incredibly heavy snowfall would those plants be susceptible. But that's a pretty rare instance.
Yeah, because most of the products that you use now, you sprinkle directly on the ground. And if we have a winter like we did last year, I know New England and Connecticut, especially. Connecticut doesn't usually get a lot of snow, but boy, there were parts of Connecticut last year that had 4-5 feet of snow on the level for many, many weeks.
Yeah, it's, okay, if you're attached to the 3 foot level, that's usually pretty good, but if you're certainly if the customer sees the unusually high snowfall on the way, they could move those packs up to the 4-foot level and ensure that those packs are going to be above the snow. We've had some incredible results in the orchards of Western New York State, where I do my product research, protecting young fruit trees from deer damage year round. We're using thousands of these packs to provide the ability for these trees to get to a size where the deer really can't reach the young shoots on the trees.
Okay. So if people have new fruit trees or trees that have been in the ground a couple of years and they're beginning to notice that the deer are nibbling on them, how many packs do you put per tree?
Well, the directions on the product talk about an 8-foot radius for the pack. Depending on how close together your trees or shrubs are, you need an appropriate amount of packs. Another thing these packs are very, very good for, as we've all seen, is when things like arborvitae, evergreen shrubs, get hit hard in the winter, they get mushroomed by the deer. These packs are a tremendous way to prevent that kind of damage. So, as you know, arborvitae are typically planted as a hedgerow side by side, so you could do every third or fourth arborvitae versus every one. Fruit trees are generally planted 10 to sometimes 15 feet apart, so oftentimes it becomes an every tree application with the packs for fruit trees based on the distance apart. So it really depends on that distance. But let's say we offer these packs singly. We offer these packs in boxes of 4 for better value, and we also offer these packs in boxes of 50. So there's places like golf courses or orchard growers or nurseries have an opportunity to buy them at very good value, depending on their need.
Okay. And is there a website, Ron, where people can go to get some information about repellents for various animals?
Absolutely. Our website has a pretty in-depth knowledge base there. It's www.shake-away.com. And customers are able to learn more about the product as well as order product there. And the products are also available at a large number of garden centers throughout the Northeast in the Mid-Atlantic states. So one way or another, the customer should be able to find Shake Away very easily.
And why have you gone to a animal urine rather than some of the traditional products that use like rotten eggs and things like that? Tell us why you use predatory urine.
Well, what we have found is a lot of customers talk about repellents that work for a while, so to speak, and don't last long term, and also the simplicity of applying. So looking at those two things, predator urines, when put down on schedule, create the illusion that a predator is setting up a core area or a denning area in the property of the customer. So by adjusting the diets of our domesticated foxes and coyotes, we're able to produce a urine that has very good repellency and be able to create that illusion that there's predators recurring through the area frequently. This tells the pest their instinct of fear. Their instinct of fear tells them to avoid the area and to change their patterns. Our products differentiate based on the instinct of fear. Most products out there use a bad odor or a bad taste applied to the plant itself, and that does work. But we find that for long-term protection, the instinct of fear is the ultimate protection.
Yeah, even though it tastes bad sometimes, if you're so hungry, you will still eat the plant. And I know from experience, you know, you're just starving. You want to eat something. You say, oh, I don't like broccoli. Well, that's all there is. You will eat the broccoli. And that's probably what will happen with deer if they come in. I mean, I never realized, but many years ago, I would never think that a deer would eat holly because it's got all these sharp thorns on the edges of the foliage. Woke up one morning, heard some noise, looked out the window, and there was a deer eating the holly in the front of my house. Thorns and all.
Right.
They didn't care. They were just hungry. So using a predator urine will tell that animal that, wow, there must be a wolf or a coyote around here. I better go elsewhere.
Absolutely. their instincts tell them that predator's been recurring to the area, cycling through, and that the chances of them crossing past that predator are very high in that particular place. So that is the strategy we work off, and just going back to that pack has been the single most incredible deer repellent that I have come across in my work. It's just incredible in regards to how long it lasts, how well it works, and how simple it is to apply.
That's just super. Now, for people this time of the year that are beginning to find a little bit of digging in their lawn, moles and voles, what would you recommend that they use?
I tell people that are, for voles in particular, voles are the ones that create the tunnels in the sod on the surface. They don't have so much to pile the dirt. Those are moles, but the voles that create the channels in the sod, shake away is a great way to get a couple applications down to the granules prior to the snowfall and the snowpack to keep them from extending their range into those areas. So if a customer has an area that traditionally is affected by voles, a couple doses of either shake away rodent or shake away small critter, both of which contain fox urine and granules, is a very good way to prevent that from happening this winter. And then doing a reapplication when we get a midwinter thaw, and you're able to get at that sod once again to hit it again prior to the next snowfall.
And when should that be applied?
You know, some years we get our snowpack in mid-November, our permanent snowpack, and some years it's closer to New Year's. Keeping an eye on the weather and kind of, you know, 7 to 10 days out, hitting it once, hitting it again right prior to snowfall, and then, like I say, hitting it during thaws as we get them. But certainly it wouldn't hurt to start that regimen in mid-November in the Northeast.
Thank you, Ron.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to those phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mina from Cape Cod with a question about hostas.
Mina, good morning. How can we help you with your hostas today?
I'm taking my call. I have hostas that are about 5 years old, and about a month ago, they developed holes in them, and yet there were new hostas planted on the east side of the house recently this summer, and they do not have any holes in them.
Well, what's probably happened is the slugs have been there for years, and they know that there's a food source. The new ones, they haven't found them yet. Okay. And in time, they will. Right now, don't worry about the hostas. The main thing that you need to do is when the foliage begins to turn yellow, you need to cut the hostas to the ground and rake that bed and get all that old foliage out of there, because hostas will also lay some eggs on the old leaves. And if you allow the foliage to sit there, in the spring, the eggs will hatch, and you'll have more slugs in your garden. Next year, you can buy products that you can put down to control the slugs that have created the holes in the foliage. And there are some really, really great products that are very safe. The old products were formaldehyde, very toxic. And if the kids or pets ate them, you could have some serious problems. But the new products, they contain iron phosphate, which is a naturally occurring ingredient. And you can even use it in the vegetable garden. That's how safe it is. But for this year, cut back the old foliage, rake the garden clean, and that way you'll get off to a fresh start. And then next year, at the first sign of a hole in the foliage, then you can use a product that will take care of it. But for now, a good cleaning is all you need. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Blanche from Rhode Island with a question about rose bushes.
Good morning, Blanche. How can we help you with the roses today?
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad to be able to speak to you. We had a new rose bush put in. Unfortunately, it looks like it was put in backwards where the flowers themselves are going through our neighbor's fence. And is it too late for us to change it around, to turn it around?
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it now, Blanche, because
okay.
Roses are plants that really take a long time to get established. Wait until March or early April, and then you can go in, dig it out, spin it around so that the good side is facing you. But you have to remember one thing. Roses will flower better on the south side of the plant. So if your neighbor's yard is south and your yard faces north, they're going to enjoy the flowers more than you. And by spinning the plant, it won't change the way that the plant blooms because, again, it's the hormones in the plant are more active on the south side of the plant. But, you know, look at the exposure. And if there's no interference with trees or fences, then dig it up, put the better looking side facing you, but don't do it until winter is over. And usually late March, early April is the perfect time because the rosebush is also dormant at that time of the year. Perfect question. Roses should not be fed or moved in the fall season. We want to tell you one more time about our trip to the Chelsea Flower Show, May 22nd through the 30th. Go to our website, paulparent.com, click on Chelsea Flower Show. Beautiful gardens, an incredible flower show, Stonehenge, organic gardens, just incredible. Just click on it for all the information. Have a great week, everybody. And Tom, thank you for all your help.